Nolte, Sean King docs in Kenosha police one by one, they may or may not have shot Jacob Blake. By John Nolte on August 26, 2020. Left-wing activist and media darling Sean King continues to hurl his brand of toxicity into Kenosha, Wisconsin. By doxing individual police officers for his bloodthirsty followers. To the Kenosha Police Department, if you do not name the officer who brutally shot Jacob Blake on Sunday, we will simply begin naming officers from your department who may or may not be him, King tweeted from his verified account. Fuck it. Your protection of his identity is unethical. What's his name? Later on in the thread, King names and shares a photo of at least one Kenosha officer, wondering whether he is one of the cops seen in a video of the Blake shooting. According to some reports, after 3 nights of rioting at the hands of the left-wing terrorists aligned with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, half of downtown Kenosha is already lost, burned, looted, razed. This little city of 100,000 is decimated. And today, people are dead. As I write this, we have no idea if the shooting of Blake was justified or not. A video that purports to show what happened on the other side of the car, the side we could not see in the original shooting video, appears to show Blake struggling with officers. We still don't know if Blake was reaching for a weapon when he was shot or if the officer feared he was. When the rioting first broke out in Kenosha Sunday night, King tweeted that he refused to call for peace in Kenosha. And mayhem is the consequence, he said. You earned it. And now King's ready to dox innocent cops, threatening to publicize their names, to throw them and their families to the wolves, to paint targets on the backs of innocent men and women and children who will no doubt be personally terrorized at home, as will their families. Nevertheless, Twitter allows King to not only do this but to call for violence against the Christian church, which he did just days before a dozen or so churches around the country were desecrated and vandalized. Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim as Jesus should also come down, he tweeted in June. Tear them down. So what we have here is more proof that traditional Americans and conservatives are second-class citizens in our own country. Sean King can openly promote violence, openly threaten to dox, openly blackmail. Nothing happens to him. Twitter allows him to continue. The corporate media encourage him, either with accolades and publicity or by ignoring him, pretending he is not out there stoking violence and mayhem. But if you and I stand by the scientific fact that a man is a man, no matter what, we are evicted from the public square of Twitter. We become Kunlal's villain of the say, the target of their 2 minutes hate. This is not a drill. Remember, the police are not the real targets in all of this. You and I are the targets. The police are just in the way of getting to you and I. Prepare yourselves. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.